entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
We'll be in your show plenty because you have a great show and you have big ratings, Sid. I don't even know if you know how good your show is, okay? But you have big ratings and you have a great show and you've been my friend for a long time and I appreciate it.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
That is my friend, President Donald Trump. Yes, I do have big ratings. Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, I do. Hopefully he'll be on in the next week or two. He's back in court today, day 10 of that sham, that disgraceful trial. Country's falling apart. Every major city is turning to duty with Democrat mayors and Democrat governors and this douchebag president, my guy Trump, who for the better part of 3.5 years did a tremendous job, is sitting in a courtroom for no reason because the DA and the AG ran on putting him in prison, which is ridiculous. You know, he's now day 10 of this trial, and they still have not said yet what crime he committed. You know why that's the case? Because there is no crime. So they put David Pecker on the stand, who was a pecker, by the way. And now they got some guy, Keith Davidson. I mean, who are these people? And their star witness is a felonious attorney who went to prison for lying. That's their star witness, Michael Cohen. And a joke. One of the things I've done this year that I'm most proud of, maybe right there with getting kicked out of the State of the Union, which is still, I love doing. That is a huge badge of courage for me. When I called out Biden in that gallery for lying about how many Palestinian deaths there were, was going to Columbia University 2 weeks ago on a Monday with Anthony D'Esposito and Michael Lawler and Bruce Blakeman and my friend, the actor Michael Rappaport. And Rapp did a great job that day, spoke, had a great speech. In fact, Rappaport got us all on the 6 o'clock news, which we appreciate. And he was supposed to do a bunch of comedy shows this weekend in Wisconsin, where Trump rallied yesterday. But they're canceled. Madison, Wisconsin is a mess. That's another university like UCLA, like Columbia, that right now is under siege. So they canceled Rappaport's shows. So he's still here in New York. In fact, he's joining us right now. Big-time actor Michael Rappaport back on Sid and Friends in the Morning. Good morning, Michael.
Kate, how are you, my man?
I'm good. I want to ask you one thing about Trump. We'll move on. Only because it's gotten a lot of play. Then we'll talk about the protests and a lot of play here that you have said more than once the last couple of months that there's no way you'll ever vote for Joe Biden. That is completely off the table. While you haven't said you are voting for Trump, you did say that was on the table. Is that still the case?
100%. Everything is on the table. And, you know, I mean, I think I could just say for myself that not only is the country changing, and I think a lot of people's opinions are changing, and I think a lot of people's thoughts and, you know, what they want from leadership, whether it's mayors, governors, presidents, you know, Congress, you know, your local people, I think people are getting clearer on that because of the, you know, long story short, the race politics, the bull crap, and the I think just all of us as Americans are getting more savvy and more clear on what's important and, you know, what we need and what we want. I could just say for myself, I definitely am, but I think a lot of other people are as well.
Well, I think you're right. I think people are waking up to it. You're right. I mean, look, take me, for example, Mike, okay? Like you, you're a big sports guy. You're the NBA, in fact. I know you'll be watching the Knicks tonight with the 76ers, but I worked at WFAN. I worked at 4 sports stations. I made my bones in this business talking every day about Eli Manning and Carmelo Anthony and Mike Piazza. And somewhere around 2014, when it was Obama versus Mitt Romney, I started to see how badly the country was doing. And certainly in 2016, Trump Clinton, when I moved back to New York, I saw how important that election was. And now, believe me, I'll be watching every second of the Knick game tonight, Mike. I don't miss 1 second of Ranger hockey But I can't sit mm-hmm. there and talk about sports for 4 hours a day about some stupid at-bat between the Mets and the Cubs when Israel's on fire and our Jewish students can't go to class.
You know, Sid, I feel the same way in regards to, let's say, the mundane. Because of everything that's going on with Israel, everything that's going on with Jewish students, Zionist students, which simply means people that believe that Israel has the right to exist. You know, the word Zionist, it sounds like some sort of exotic cactus plant or some exotic, you know, way of thinking. I really wish the word was a little bit more basic, because that word, you know, I think confuses and stuff like that. But it's been extremely hard for me and for my wife to talk about, focus on the mundane in the last 7 months. You know, not only do I love my sports, I love my reality TV, and none of it is, it's all been to the back burner because of, I wake up every morning concerned. I wake up every morning, you know, this morning I called you because I turned on the news, ESPN, to catch the games that I missed last night. And then I flipped over to Fox News, and literally right now in Los Angeles at 5:20 a.m., they've been duking it out all night at the UCLA campus. And I was like, this is insane that this is going on all night long again, especially after the other day there was they were throwing down. So all those things for me, where I'm at in my life, supersede the mundane, and as much as I love my sports, and I'm going to watch the Knicks game tonight, it's in the back of my head, you know, what's going on? Will there be a deal? Will something give in Israel? Is Israel under attack? Are they beating up kids? Are they threatening kids? It's a crazy time. It's
crazy,
a crazy,
crazy
time.
You're right.
And in this world.
Yes.
And in this world.
Yeah, I mean, just when you thought that the Gorgorou-Ellis war was a big deal, there's a real war going on in the Middle East. I'm with the Real Housewives, all that stuff. You know, I was also a fan for years, and I can't watch any of it right now because they're fighting about nonsense when there are real issues going on in the world right now. So let's get to the protest. You and I were at Columbia about 2 weeks ago. Your speech was great. It was a big deal, Mike. You know that. And now it's over. I personally believe that the mayor waited way too long. I keep saying the same thing. If that was the Ku Klux Klan on the lawn for 12 days and not these, you know, pro-Hamas people, he wouldn't have waited for the president to call. Adams would have been in there in one day, not 12 days. So I'm not giving Mayor Adams credit this morning for what he said.
Me
I will
neither.
I'll give the NYPD credit because he did a great job. But for Mayor Adams to be taking a victory lap today, Michael, give me a break.
No, there's no victory lap. It should have been dealt with ASAP. The long term effects of the anti-Jewishness are very concerning to me because, you know, going forward, Sid, especially for young people, you know, we're grown men and we're comfortable with ourselves. But going forward for younger people, you know, in 6 months, 8 months, a year from now, and on, when people know you're Jewish, people see your Jewish star, you'll be questioned, whether it's an actual question or a thought, like, oh, what kind of Jew are you? Do you support genocide? Are you a genocide supporter? You were an apartheid supporter. Where were you? What were you thinking, you know, during this time? It's like there's this stain and this question and this explanation that's put on us. And it's really, really, really bad. That is really, 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 really bad. And that's what all this chaos and, you know, from the river to the sea and globalized the intifada. And, you know, another thing that was really making me sick is that specifically at Columbia University, they had these banners saying honor the martyrs. You know, for me, I started to learn after 9/11 that in the radical Muslim thinking that, you know, the those people were looked at as martyrs. Can you imagine in New York City post 9/11, if there were signs celebrating, chanting, honor the martyrs who knocked down the towers?
Mm.
Those people would literally, by all races, by men, women, black, white, Chinese, Asian, those people would get the crap beaten out of them. I know allegedly there were some people in Jersey City that celebrated that day. And as the myth and the story goes, they were dealt with the next day, and we never heard from them again. But can you imagine if there were signs around New York City post 9/11, honor the martyrs? It wouldn't be accepted.
That's a good point.
That's what you're saying about the animals that caused October 7th in Israel.
That's a good point. I saw those signs, too. And you're the first person, Michael, congratulations to your credit, to bring that up, honoring the martyrs, as if, again, you're right, these people did something worthy of being celebrated. So, look, you're a proud New York guy. Of course, you lived in Los Angeles as well, split your time between the two coasts because you're a big-time actor. And I don't say this because you and I are good friends. We are good friends, but you're a really good actor. So you split the time between the two coasts. But I know you're a New Yorker. You're a Nick guy. You're a New York guy. And being back now almost full-time here in New York and giving up some of those Los Angeles days, would you say at this point you're almost embarrassed to be a New Yorker?
I'm embarrassed to be totally honest. It's embarrassing as a Jewish person, and I'm being totally honest, and I hate saying that, but the fact that this is happening in our city, the fact that there is such scrutiny, such anti-Semitism, anti-Jewishness going on in our city, I'm embarrassed that somehow, some way, our people, it's not our fault, but I'm embarrassed that it's happening. I'm embarrassed for the younger people that it's happening. And yeah, I mean, you know, I identify as a Jewish New Yorker, so it's one and the same. But the fact that these things are happening and that we have to, you know, I'm walking around yesterday in the city and all the Jewish people that I'm, you know, running into, everybody's like, be safe, be safe. And I'm like, what are we talking about here? Be safe?
Right.
You know, like, it's to me, the word is embarrassing. It makes me embarrassed that we've gotten to that point and we've done nothing wrong. And, you know, another thing that I wanted to tell you, Sid, is, you know, you and I had talked about getting together this weekend. I had a sold out show in Madison, Wisconsin. And the show was sold out 3 weeks ago. It sold out right away, a comedy show. I've been doing my stand-up comedy, and, you know, I'm on tour. And
by the way, you're great. I saw you at Caroline's. Me and Danielle saw you, and we thought you were great. We loved you.
Thank you. So whether I'm great, not great, I am great. But whether I'm great or not great, the show was sold out. And, you know, I had been getting some phone calls from my representatives that they were getting threats, da-da-da-da-da. I said, well, I'm going to do the show. I am not canceling a show. I don't care what, you know, if they're thinking they're threatening me, like, I'm going to Madison, Wisconsin. And yesterday the club decided to cancel the show.
Wow.
It was out of my hands. They canceled the show because they had been getting online threats. They had been getting emails. And then yesterday, apparently some people were just lingering around the club, you know, talking crap to some of the employees, and the show got canceled. Wow. And, It really was, again, it was embarrassing that it happened. It's such a bad precedent to set, to balk to these people. It's such a bad precedent, to set that any county, city would let that happen. It's the second time it happened, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I didn't think it was going to, you know, I thought it was going to go away. I didn't want to be associated with this because this kind of craziness, because I love what I do. I just don't, it's such against my beliefs to let something like this happen, but it was out of my hands, and they decided to cancel the show.
Terrible.
Because of
terrible
threats. And it knocked the sales out of me yesterday, but you know, you go to sleep and here we are to keep moving forward and keep the energy and the fight alive.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So in the final 60 seconds, Mike, another great conversation. Keep coming back, man. New Yorkers need to hear from you. In the final 60 seconds, being that you are such a proud Jew, you've been to Israel a ton since October the 7th. You've sat with the hostage families. You've done great work. You really have. And, of course, speaking of Columbia here in New York, you're not afraid. You're like me. You're even more not afraid than I am. If somebody came to you with a script, a Hollywood script, and you found out that an actor or two that they were going to use in that movie didn't speak up for the Jews, or maybe even the complete opposite, signed one of those petitions against Israel. Mm. Could you work with somebody like that ever again?
You know, to be totally honest, I could. You know, I worked with people that I know I didn't have political, social views with.
This is different.
I think that. I have in the past, in the recent past, and, you know, me doing that is the same thing as shows being canceled. You know, I've worked with people that we've had totally different views on. And you have to be a professional, and I don't believe in intermingling those things. It might not be the most comfortable, but, you know, if you're working in close quarters, you could talk and you know, sort of, you know, I don't know, not change, but express yourself. I would, you know, if it's something radical, they're totally off the wall. I don't think so. But right. But the what you're talking about, I could you, or you, could you not? Like, what do you?
No, think? I know. I'm much less mature than you are. Of course I can't. I'm a baby.
No way.
I got to be honest. You and I have been close for a long time. Nothing's going to change that. I mean, I hope you vote for Trump, but if you don't, but I've actually, there are people in my life that are Democrats that I don't talk to anymore. I'm a child. I'm very immature.
No, I got to be honest. I'm not at the point. I'm hesitating because I don't, you know, it could change, but I'm not at the point where I haven't stopped speaking to anybody. You know, like I said, you know, politics and all that stuff. There's people that are in my life, close friends of mine that, you know, for a long time I had very, very different views with. But you talk about it, you maybe could argue about it, could be a little weird, and then you just like, screw it.
And you move on. Right. Then you go to the Knick game together tonight, and you both wear your Brunson jerseys. Well, it's in Philly, of course, but it's all good.
I mean, as far as the Knicks are concerned, if that doesn't bring New Yorkers together, I don't know what is. You know one other thing, Sid? These people specifically at Columbia, I would guarantee you the majority of those animals, those dingbats at Columbia, those students are not New Yorkers, because if that is not the New York spirit,
yep,
and the New York way, I guarantee you those are people from other states, because New York, despite the leadership and despite the things that are going on, the spirit, and I believe this wholeheartedly, the spirit of New Yorkers is special and unique. And I believe in us, and I believe in the spirit and the people of New York City wholeheartedly.
That's where we're ending this. That's a perfect ending. Michael Rappaport, I believe in the people in this city, in the spirit of this city, wholeheartedly. Mike, that was a tremendous job. Great job. I will talk to you over the weekend. I'm serious, man. That was effing great, bro. Thank you so much. And we'll talk over the weekend and do it again next week. Okay, pal?
I'll talk to you soon, Sid. Hey, real quick, did you have your McDonald's this morning?
No. You're funny.
I love you.
I love you, too. That's Mike Rappaport, folks.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.